For today's report, we have a chance to catch up with Randy Darr of Soil Right, based in Shipman. Randy, welcome back to WSMI Studios.
Thank you.
Great to see you again, and always fun to catch up for Farmers Appreciation Month. And we've talked a few times about Soil Right and the services that you offer. One thing I wanted to start off with is how many years you've been in business. This is a success story.
Yeah, this is the only thing I've ever done since being out of college, short of doing some substitute teaching for a first couple of years of getting off the ground. But yeah, we're getting ready to start our 32nd year in business, and I'm not one of the young guys anymore. I'm kind of one of the old geezers that still traipse around fields and help people out.
But you're doing something right. 32 years. So.
Yeah, we try.
Congratulations, mm-hmm. As is the name, Soil Right.
Correct.
So Soil Right, obviously, soil's in the name. You offer soil sampling services and other things, and you are based in Shipman, but your customer base is much larger than that.
Yes, our customer base covers much of the United States. We're working in South Dakota and Nebraska and Tennessee and Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, of course, around here, the clients I've had for years. We travel, we're expanding our territory quite broadly because we want to help our growers or help our clients manage their resources. We're much more than a soil testing company. We're kind of the term soil testing is almost a cuss word. We are a consulting company that focuses on resource management and helping growers economically do their things well. Kind of our company motto is economically wise, environmentally sound. And we try to focus on those two efforts of helping growers control cost, increase yields where possible, and just do the things that is a proactive effort in managing their resources to where they can produce a crop more profitably.
And that's so important right now when margins are tight and it's hard to be profitable.
Correct. Yeah, it's very similar today. Short of a few aspects of when I started this company back in 1986, I was fresh out of college, and really I was too ignorant to know how much the cards were stacked against me. So I just went out into the countryside and started asking people if they needed my help. And we grew fairly quickly, but the circumstances of back in the late 80s, you know, we just went through kind of a really slaughter of agriculture with high interest rates and costs going through the roof, and just the ag economy was very, very tedious at those times. And actually, when I got out of college and told my dad that I was going to start a company helping farmers with their soil health and that, my dad thought I was just absolutely crazy. But it didn't take long. He became my greatest fan, and he helped. He became a kind of a salesman for me. He's fairly well known in the area, and so we grew fairly quickly. And then now here we are today, where the circumstances are very similar, but they are a little bit different. Interest rates aren't quite as high as they were, but we're looking at bigger dollar values today than we did back then. And it won't take much of an interest rate increase to get us back to kind of those days of the mid and late 80s that will really have a problem or create a problem for keeping economically wise in this climate.
As I was just telling you, I wasn't alive in the 80s, but I've heard the stories of it was tough for farmers and farm families, and you know, 20% interest rates. And I said, now, you know, maybe 5%, maybe a little above, maybe a little under. But your point that we have bigger dollar amounts, I mean, that says it all. We do. It's more expensive. So even though it's a low interest rate, costs are still high.
Right. It's really, like I said, it's very similar, but it's different. And we have a lot of young farmers coming into agriculture today that weren't alive during the 80s, for one. And so this shock is different for them, but for those of us that are older, it's kind of back to normal.
That's something you can offer. You have experience. You've worked in the good and bad times. And right now your services can save farmers some money. And, you know, there's maybe cost involved for your services. But what you're helping them do, I think it's a real value to their operation.
Right. In our service, we are kind of the backbone of the operation. Everything is built upon the health of your soil. And if we can help you create, or in our processes, if we can help you attain greater soil health, that is a stepping stone to help you build profit. And we're much more concerned about profit versus yield. Yield can be not such a determining factor in profit, but it is a major driver, but we're not as concerned about yield as we are profit. And the two don't necessarily always go together.
And conversations you can have, as you said, your consulting services.
Correct. Yeah, that's one of the major fortes of our services, is not only the processes involved in developing recommendations and helping guys financially get through times, but just our experience and knowledge of how soils will react and our predicting methods, so to speak, of, okay, here we're looking at this situation, where do we want to go? And then we more or less take a proactive stance rather than a reactive stance in helping a grower do things with a purpose and not be scared and just cut expenses because we're going to cut expenses. We can help a grower cut expenses for a reason and help them not cost themselves by doing so. Had a conversation with one of our clients in Nebraska yesterday, and he was asking, okay, we've got our plan, but what else can we do? And under the conditions of his land, I said, for this 1 year, we can do nothing. Or you can get by with doing nothing. And he kind of questioned me. He's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm positive. We can do that and we can save you. I mean, it was several hundred thousand dollars that we were going to save him to get him through this year. Mm-hmm. But we're doing that in a proactive way. We know we can do that.
Right.
And we're not guessing.
Sure. You've been monitoring and paying attention to everything. Mm-hmm. Randy, we've talked about several of them and just the conversation we just finished up having, consulting, one of the main services you offer. A few others that you'd like to run down the list really quick, just so farmers have an idea of what all Soil Right can do for them?
Right. We can. We're very heavily involved in nitrogen management. There's several different testing tools we can use to help guys manage and get a better handle on nitrogen aspects of their farm. We are going to make a concerted effort in the western states where irrigation is a large component of a farming operation. You know, here in Illinois, not such a big deal. Not a lot of irrigation, at least here in the southern part of the state. We're going to work with our clients in northern Illinois that have irrigation. But one of the things we're wanting to focus on this year is being more active in knowing what's in the irrigation water. So we can, because what's in the irrigation water can affect what happens in the soil profile, and there are things that could be done to help counteract if it's bad water or whatever the case may be, certain elements in the water that causes issues. There are certain things we can do to help alleviate those problems that water creates.
Randy, how can farmers or anyone that would like to talk with you a little bit more get a hold of you?
Well, if they want to investigate things, our website is soilright.com. I do write a blog periodically. There are some probably maybe interesting articles that I've written over the last year or so that is in that people can subscribe to that and have that sent directly to them when I write one. One of the recent articles I wrote have had a lot of clients ask about, I get the the statement made by clients is, why do I have to go broke trying to feed the world? And so I wrote a blog on that, and may not have any answers, but kind of a way of looking at it. And but they can look at the website, soilright.com, or contact me. My cell phone's 217-825-9317.
All right, Randy Darr, Soil Right out of Shipman, Illinois. Randy, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you very much.